Ebola is impacting agriculture in West Africa. That story next on This Land of Ours. In addition to the devastating cost of human life, Ebola is having a negative economic impact on the West African nations where the disease is primarily located.
Agriculture is the mainstay of our economies. If agriculture is down, our economies will be down.
Joseph Sese, Minister of Agriculture for Sierra Leone, says their primary crops are cocoa and coffee.
Incidentally, it came at a time also in May, which was the peak of the cultivation season. So definitely that has negatively impacted on agriculture.
During the World Food Prize event in Des Moines last week, Sese argued against isolating the Ebola-impacted countries.
The issue of isolation would not be a solution. Isolating the countries of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone under the circumstance has a more devastating effect. We are talking about the movement of goods and people. Some of these are humanitarian. Even the very items that are being taken to our countries, with this isolation, is being negatively impacted upon. It is affecting the economy. It is having a spillover effect on other neighboring countries like Kenya. Please, we are appealing to you to really support us so that we can stop this.
Sese and his colleagues in Guinea and Liberia say steps need to be taken to prevent food crises in Ebola-affected countries. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.